The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 11 10 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well. 340 on the highway, friend. In Kapalooey. Super great prize.
The best advice.
A huge selection. Sports nutrition. Earth proteins and vitamins. Health foods, organic grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great prize. The best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today because we've got an exciting show for you. So listen up. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over how many years, Gary? A whole lot of years in the field of natural therapies and the proud and happy owners of the magnificent, marvelous Alive and Well and all of its unique factors and the Broth Cafe at Alive and Well, along with our son, Darren. And it's just so exciting and marvelous and organic and local farmers, interactive, organic local farmers every day with the beautiful fresh produce, making those amazing juice cleanses, the organic juices, the organic foods, all that stuff.
Right? And then delicioso.
Delicioso.
So delicioso.
You know, I keep telling you, Dan, what I studied was French. I understand we had a beautiful health food store in Puerto Rico. So it's a little bit Spanish. That's fine, too. Delicieux. Delicieux. The French. Delicious. Okay?
Oh, that's great. Did they teach you anything else in French class?
You just you have to have that very, very much the palate. The palate had to be exactly a certain way.
The palate, the French palate. But the tongue is a lazy tongue.
I think Gary, it's time to turn off his mic. Okay, off we go. Well, you know, we are so excited about, and you know, one of the really incredible points about Alive and Well, we've made this point so much, and it's been hot in the news about why it's so important to have the kind of structure like this. Vortex Power, the magnificent, utterly clean, utterly fantastic water, and the beautiful machines and all that are doing that. You know, you can get a system too, energizing pure water and strengthening our immune system. Vortex structure, detoxification, 9999999. There's no toxin whatsoever in the Vortex Power water.
It's
0.9999999999.
That means there's no one. It isn't even one bit of pollution of any foreign substance in the water. It's
right.
Less than one. It's 0.9999999.
Well, you know, I think you're a lot better at math than I am.
No, I'm not.
I think I was told that I had some areas that were quite excellent, other areas that were kind of down below the footsteps and all that. Math was one of them.
But you were deemed to be the only perfect student in the test in math class.
That's right. It was true. I feel a little proud of that.
Well,
but I could kind of gloat on
that.
The other thing I'm proud of.
Your pride precedes you, my sweet.
You know, Dan and I are not doctors. Don't pretend to be. And don't put people on medications to take them off. But we love to be there and share terrific information with you. Fabulous couch with beautiful distancing, utter cleanliness. Everything's done perfectly. But if you call the 877-4950, our number at the store, easy to remember, you can have the beautiful Broth Cafe, have everything ready for you, things set up, whatever you like, parties that you're having at home, take out orders or come in and order.
Right.
Anything that's good for you. But also you can call the 877-4950, set up a time to sit down and talk with either Dennis or me, and we can give you ideas. You know, maybe you're wanting to learn information about a particular subject.
And the information we give you is nothing out of our research and application development of scientists. We are reporters. We report what the scientists have proven in nutrition, what the doctors who've studied nutrition have to say about it. Not many doctors study nutrition. But those who do are those are the ones that Mona and I hook our wagon to, and we follow their advice, and we pass that information on to you. Okay. That's a perfect development in our mind of developing and keeping good, health.
That's right. You know, darling, I know that you're really hooked on classic cars. Do you keep having to put us back into another century when hook our wagon, horse-driven wagons? Is that what you still are? At least get into the classic cars a little bit, okay, dear?
All right.
Well, you know why it's so important right now, and I'm going to share this with them. This is, we keep learning also. The Vortex Power Water, we know how much better we feel because we are absolutely dedicated to having that highly oxygenated, ultra-pure, magnificent system into our systems every single day.
And in glass.
And in glass
it's
only.
It's not in plastic.
No, absolutely not. Now, here is the news, Natural Health Reporting, and that new report reveals that bottled water contains more toxic chemicals than you can imagine. I'm reading, quote, for these top studies, okay? And share it with Dan. And here it goes. Americans drink more bottled water than any other beverage, including coffee, tea, milk, and soft drinks. According to statistics, in 2019, per capita consumption of bottled water amounted to roughly 43.7 gallons in the United States, okay, per person. It's the per capita.
Right.
Up from 16.2 gallons in 1999. Of course, there are many people that say the consumption of water in plastic bottles can put a strain on the environment. But what might be even harder to swallow is the fact that even popular bottled water brands are bad for your health, too, and they're going to get into that. Now, here is what Consumer Reports, I'm going to give it to Dan in a minute. Consumer Reports tested 47 different brands of bottled water, 35 carbonated, 12 carbonated, and found levels of toxic PFAS chemicals, perfluoroalkyl alkaline substances. Got really bad.
You're pretty good at French, but you can't pronounce English.
What is this? That are above the limit recommended by experts. In addition, a 2019 study published in Frontiers in Chemistry analyzed samples from 259 bottled water brands sold in countries around the world and found that 93% of them contained the microplastic synthetic polymer particles that are so toxic. And I want you to read this next one.
You think I can do that?
I think you can do it, Dan.
I can do it.
As long as you can follow my instructions.
All right.
That or Gary turns off the mic.
Prevailing standards and government regulations have not caught up to the toxic threat of PFAS, a group of industrial chemicals that have been linked to liver damage, thyroid disease, pregnancy risks, and other adverse health conditions. As of January 2021, the Environmental Working Group states that 2,337 locations in 49 states are known to have PFAS contamination in their water systems. That's not in bottles. That's coming through the faucet.
Right, okay. That's exactly right. Go right ahead, dear.
In pursuit of healthier, purer, safer water, many Americans turn off the tap and reach for bottled water. It appears that bottled water, however, isn't any cleaner. Consumer Reports found that popular bottled water brands, as well as canned carbonated waters, contain concerning levels of the same PFAS. To learn more about the shocking and disturbing history of PFAS, listen to this incredible, well, it goes on to talk about a recording that's not available.
No, not available, okay. But they're reporting on the different and very important points that I think we all need to be conscious.
And according to the study that they're talking about previously, in Frontiers in Chemistry, that's the name of a publication, Frontiers in Chemistry, bottled water has twice as much plastic in it as tap water. According to researchers, the majority of microplastics lurking in bottled water are introduced in the industrial bottling process. Nylon, polyethylene, polyethylene terephthalate, and polypropylene are the plastic debris most commonly found.
How important is it not to be consuming?
It goes on to say that the study, published in the Frontiers of Chemistry, tested 11 bottled water brands and found that the average brand contained 325 microplastic particles per liter of bottled water.
Oh, my gosh. We are that. How toxic is that, and how important it is to be going into taking the Vortex Power water.
Absolutely.
And it's even as you know, it's just absolutely terrific that way to find out
this
great alternative.
This falls right in line with the oceans are polluted with plastic.
Yes, it is.
Miles and miles and miles of accumulated plastic debris forming in the ocean. What's it doing to all the wildlife in the ocean?
That's right.
Besides the wildlife on land.
So it's important to do what we can do, and this was a tremendous thing to do. And remember the high oxygenation, the absolute purity of the Vortex Power.
And it maintains the proper molecular structure of water.
That's true.
It restores it.
That's
water
true.
That sits for any length of time does not have that vitality, that Vortex innate component of water.
Right. And one of the things that they even quote about the benefits of the Vortex Power in strengthening the immune system is that they're quoting, our physical well-being depends essentially on three factors. Hydrogenation, that is the water saturation in our body, the oxygen saturation in our blood, and the pH of our body fluids. In 1938, the doctor got Dr. Otto Warburg the Nobel Prize in Medicine for the realization that a basic and oxygen-rich milieu, hardly a disease, not even cancer, can arise. Remember, and they say here these two parameters are hugely supported in Vortex water. The oxygen content is maximized, and the pH is very, very high. That's very important because I remember so much reading about that cancer cells need an oxygen-poor environment
right.
to thrive.
Yeah.
Oxygen helps kill them out and all other bad guys, including viruses. Very important. Going on to say another big report on nutrients the heart loves, okay? And one of the things that they're introducing too, and they have Europharma, a leading pharmacist in Europe, berberine is an essential nutrient for heart and metabolic health, according to Europharma's Cheryl Myers, chief of scientific affairs. She explains that berberine has been shown in clinical trials to lower blood pressure, reduce triglycerides, reduce fasting plasma insulin, drop the insulin resistant index by 44%, and reduce overall blood sugar levels, she says.
Go back to the insulin part.
Okay. So what it explains that berberine has been shown in clinical trials to lower blood pressure, reduce triglycerides, the blood fats, reduce fasting plasma insulin resistance by 44%.
Insulin resistance
That's
is
right.
brought about from high sugar intake.
That's right. And the cells becoming, because the body keeps trying to put out insulin to drop that sugar because it's so dangerous, what happens is the cells get an insulin resistance.
That's right.
Okay.
And no entrance.
And then
no,
it's diabetes.
No insulin allowed in this cell.
No. And then it's diabetes, metabolic syndrome, all of that.
There you go.
Berberine is a wonderful nutrient. And they go right on to say about the cardio coenzyme Q10. Mm-hmm. The active form of CoQ10 has been shown, and this is the quote from a top doctor, has been shown to increase the ejection fraction of the heart in people who have low ejection fraction. It is critical in the production of ATP, said Mona and Dennis. I'm adding that, which is a high energy molecule which provides energy to every cell in the body to keep us alive and has to be produced continuously 24 hours a day.
Adenosine triphosphate, right. ATP.
Right. And ATP, as this doctor says, expert Chopra, is necessary to keep the heart pumping. Remember, we've said that?
Absolutely.
Chopra also states the absorption story on CoQ10. Although CoQ10 is a terrific ingredient, he says, the problem is it has poor bioavailability unless it's the 100% cardio CoQ10, which is highly bioavailable.
And that in turn helps to create the adenosine triphosphate, the ATP, right? It distributes it more thoroughly. It gives the heart muscle a greater pumping capability. But it also, with the ATP, it also brings to mind, if you pardon the pun, brain power. Brain power is a combination of nutrients which increase the mitochondria population of every cell in your body, and especially those cells which are energy active, okay? The brain, the heart, the liver, the lungs, the kidneys, all the vital organs have higher populations, if you will, greater density of mitochondria. And the mitochondria produce the adenosine triphosphate, the ATP. And the brain power makes sure that mitochondria produces the ATP in your brain and in your heart and all the vital organs, increasing and restoring your energy level in those cells and all those locales to what they were when you were 20 years old.
I could take that. Okay. I'm never averse to that, my dear.
And mitochondria population per cell when you're 20 is way up there at the top on the graph. But when you're 84 years old, it's about 1/4 inch off the bottom of the graph.
Unless you do the right and wondrous nutrients like you've been saying.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And the brain power restores that mitochondrial population density and subsequent increase in energy brought about by the increased production of adenosine triphosphate,
fabulous.
ATP.
Just fabulous.
Is it a wonderful circle of life? It's
it
fantastic.
It is a wonderful. And these doctors go on to report other supportive nutrients and even glucosamine chondroitin. I didn't know because they're talking about that way beyond joint health. And the big research that they had done in the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey from 1999 to 2010 showed that those who had the highest glucosamine chondroitin also had a 39% reduction in all-cause death and a 65% reduction in cardiovascular-related death. So it's a big player. And they say the doctors, that's a category that includes death from stroke, coronary artery disease, and heart disease. So, and then they can't leave the subject because they did this huge study, the Nurses' Health Study, of 88,375 women followed for 26 years and found that with magnesium supplementation, the incidence of sudden cardiac death was 77% lower in those with the highest blood levels of magnesium mm-hmm. versus the lowest quartile. And even a very famous doctor is saying that magnesium for a drastic supplement for supplementation for drastic situations in hospitals has natural antiarrhythmic effects, improvement in nitric oxide release, and inhibition of blood coagulation. So magnesium, another big nutrient shown in that particular way,
and
for
it
the
helps
heart.
You sleep. And it helps you move your bowels.
Yes, yes it does.
And it helps calcium be properly deposited in your bones.
That's
no
right.
No irregular calcium deposits located in your arteries where it doesn't belong. But along with vitamin K2, Mark 7 K2, it helps to remove the calcium deposits around your vascular system.
Exactly, so important.
And redirect that calcium where? Into your bones, where it belongs.
It increases bone density
yes.
dramatically, along with vitamin D3 in
Absolutely.
The proper amounts, but preventing the calcification of veins and arteries. Proven to do so.
Beautiful.
And, you know, it's interesting because they have the risk factors listed that cause different heart attacks and problems, family history, obesity, metabolic syndrome, autoimmune diseases. But one of the things they say at the end is the importance of a particular enzyme. I don't know if the Japanese experts discovered it, or certainly it's been one that they've talked about, the natokinase. They say this enzyme, say the doctors, is isolated to form a unique molecule shown in scientific research to support healthy blood circulation and to prevent blood clots. So it's tremendous effect.
Irregular blood clots.
Can you talk about briefly also about how that's the experts put that together in Pain Power, the natokinase and other enzymes?
Absolutely. Natokinase is a major part in the structure and the formula of Pain Power. Pain Power is a major anti-inflammatory. And excessive inflammation creates pain. Pain Power reduces inflammation. And natokinase is one of the major components in the Pain Power that accomplishes that. But it also contains curcumin, okay, a major anti-inflammatory, a major pain reliever. It also contains a serratiopeptidase, which is another very intrinsic component in the Pain Power formula, which again does what? Contributes to reducing inflammation.
That's right. And one of the, remember all those natural, wonderful, and it's all allergen-free. For me, that is so
That's
important.
Right.
No animal, no allergen known on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
But what those wonderful enzymes do is they eat up inflammatory compounds, like you say. And what's the main inflammatory compound that is the cause of death in COVID-19? Cytokines. It's called a cytokine storm, C-Y-T-O-K-I-N-E-S. Cytokine storm that inflames the cells in the lungs called alveoli. Then they become dysfunctional, and the lungs fill with fluid, and you die.
Well, they become dysfunctional because the cytokine storm produces such excessive mucus
the
lungs.
That's exactly
In a defensive measure trying to stop the virus, the excessive mucus production just covers the lungs. It's like pouring molasses over your lungs. You can't breathe.
No, that's
so the alveoli are the oxygen receptor sites in the lungs, and when they get plugged up with mucus, goodbye, you can't breathe.
And when you take the pain power and the wonderful NAC+, which clears out the lungs and regenerates liver and kidneys, you take great nutrients that keep you enabled to breathe. And there's another study, too.
And also help to neutralize any excessive cytokine production.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So cytokine storm. That's exactly
right. But whether the cytokine inflammation is affecting your knees or your elbow or your thumb, it's a cytokine reaction to another negative situation that's developing. But the excessive cytokines in those areas produces pain. And pain power does what? It reduces the inflammation.
Exactly.
That's the name of the story.
This is so critically important. If our darling friends are out there doing something else, maybe they're painting the house, maybe they're making very healthy salads. And I understand, but you got to put an ear to this one.
All right.
And really, 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 really listen to this one, okay? Because it's critically important. And about this study and what they're telling
about. I'm listening. My ear is here.
You're actually listening to me, dear? Gosh, Gary, that's really radical.
Well, I can fake it a lot of times, but this time I mean it.
Sometimes I want to just pull the ear off the head and say, are you listening, dear?
What?
Okay.
What?
You don't listen sometimes any better than you dance, darling. But you got to listen better than you dance. If Fred Astaire didn't get through to you and Gene Kelly didn't, but I got to get through, you got to listen, dear.
I'm listening.
Got it, Gary? Okay.
As you say, I'm listening.
Listen up. Not loosen up, but listen up. Okay? All right. This is the article you have to hear. If you have this in your blood, you can be safe from COVID, study says. And here's what I'm quoting. It's not antibodies alone that could protect you from developing a serious case of COVID. According to a new study conducted by researchers at the Fatty Acid Research Institute and Cedars-Sinai Medical Centers of Los Angeles and Orange County, very famous medical centers, having adequate levels of omega-3 fatty acid from super pure fish oils in your blood could keep you from developing severe COVID-19.
Isn't that beautiful?
You've got to hear this. And here, this is how it is. This study, I'm going to share this with Dan, published in the January 20th, 2021 issue of Prostaglandins, Leukotrienes, and Essential Fatty Acids, found that among a group of 100 individuals hospitalized with COVID-19, those with the highest levels of omega-3 fatty acids in their blood had their risk of dying underlined reduced by 75%.
You get that?
Compared
Phenomenal.
With patients with lower circulating omega-3. Overall, listen to this, patients with lower omega-3 levels in their bloodstream were four times, that's 400% likelier to die. 400% likely than those with higher omega-3 levels. And they define it. This is what the doctors say. Arish Asher, MD, in his statement is saying this. This pilot study, along with multiple lines of evidence regarding the anti-inflammatory effects of EPA and DHA, strongly shows that these nutritionally available super pure marine fatty acids help reduce risk for adverse outcomes in COVID-19 patients, quote, the study's lead author, Arish Asher, MD, said in a statement.
Did you hear that?
Did you hear this?
My ear is still ringing with that information.
And all the other crap that people hear, but not the emphasis. Let's emphasize the nutrients. Here's the Earth Doctors. Here, you know, if you know, if you're a New Yorker, you've had the background we have when they're talking about the study at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, Los Angeles, and also Orange County. These are huge medical centers.
That's right.
Talking about the studies they did, and they said 400% likelier to die of the disease if you have low levels of EPA and DHA. Talk about how you get the EPA and DHA.
You get it by taking the super pure omega-3 fish oil. Fish oil is phenomenal. And you're not going to get it from eating a serving of salmon. You do get some, yes, wild salmon, not farm salmon. You do get some EPA and DHA. But the amount you get is almost infinitesimal. You'd have to eat pounds of salmon every day of your week, every day of the week, to get the levels that holistic physicians such as these guys are talking about in the article, which is about 3 grams per day.
That's right. Okay? That's right.
At 3 grams per day, as we've said several times in this radio show, holistic physicians point out if you have 3 grams per day of the pure, 100% pure, super EPA DHA.
Molecular distillation where there's no contaminant from the sea.
When you get that level, you provide for your whole body, but especially your brain and your heart, a super lube job, lubrication. How do you get lubrication? Because it's an oil and it lubricates, but it also puts out inflammation.
That's right.
And inflammation, as we've said in innumerable times, is, as Time magazine published several years ago, a whole special edition of their magazine, that inflammation is the breeding ground of all disease.
That's right.
Not just COVID, but heart disease and dementia, and you name the disease.
And remember what the Harvard doctor said, that we would save 88 to 92% of the number one cause of death, the sudden heart attacks, strokes, sudden cardiac arrhythmia, mm-hmm. all of those things. We would reduce all of those numbers by 88 to 92% if everyone each day in the country, this is they did after all their studies that they analyzed on, mm-hmm. on the super pure fish oils, they said we would save a minimum of 900,000 American lives every year if everyone in this country took that.
So can you get the picture here now? If you have an immune system, you have a body that functions at optimal levels of performance, of efficiency, as these doctors from Mount Sinai in Los Angeles say, you reduce your risk of that particular illness, the COVID death, by
400%.
But you also reduce your risk of heart attack. All the comorbidities
That's
they
right.
talk about that are amplified by the COVID, the comorbidities wouldn't exist to the extent they are if you took care of yourself and fed yourself the right nutrients to allow yourself to build an immune system, to create a life of health and energy
yes.
and vitality.
And don't forget the eyesight, you know, those fatty acids and how wonderful they are for the retinas of the mm-hmm. eyes, for eyesight and makeup. And those two, EPA and DHA, make up about, what is it, 60% of the brain is a fatty,
yeah, yeah.
fat head.
Thank
See,
you,
I called
honey.
You that right now.
Thank you. I love
and
that.
And I told that to Gary before so he wouldn't turn off the mic. Okay. Hey, fat head.
Thank you.
Your head.
Okay.
It's made up
All right.
of at least 50 to 60% of EPA and DHA.
But I'm not a grease ball. I want you to know that.
So the EPA and the DHA are essential for brain functions.
And heart function.
That's right.
And
even
vascular
back when,
function.
When you're pregnant and with the babies, you got to take in those fish oils. Go
and
ahead.
And lung function.
Yes, that's
and
right.
And kidney function.
That's right. Anti-inflammation. Okay. Very important point.
Absolutely. Hon.
And since we're thinking of the heart, take a breath. We're thinking of the heart, and we've talked so much about the heart and everything else. Yes. And so this is great. Could you guys, I think that if you listen, what we're going to do right now, you're going to know what we're going to do because you might remember it. And Dennis and I are not upset if you start singing it along with us.
Okay.
Okay? So listen up and sing with us. You need to sing a song, okay? Okay?
Heart of my heart, I love that melody, it's my favorite. Heart of my heart, brings back a memory. Remember when we were kids on the corner of the street. We were rough and ready guys, but oh, how we could harmonize. Heart of my heart.
Men friends were dearer than eggs were cheaper. It's too bad we had to part. I know a tear would glisten if once more we could listen to that gang that sang Heart of My Heart. Heart of My Heart.
Oh dear, I'm about to cry.
I am too. Did you ever?
I'm about to just weep all over the place.
Don't do that.
This is bad. I'm originally a New Yorker. I guess you couldn't tell that, right, guys? I mean, I was born in Brooklyn, you know, raised in Long Island, but a New Yorker who got that acting education, everything else. New York. And, you know, when I hear that, I think about the streets of New York and kind of hanging out together.
Can you remember the innocence of the 50s for That's this right. song would be such a major part of the music menu.
Yes, I okay? do. It makes me think of that. It makes it regenerate, and we're singing and that kind of thing.
Really?
Yeah, that's
it's
right.
just a wonderful nostalgic trip.
It is.
And to what the innocence and the purity and the friendship and the love.
That's right. But Gary, even though he's just a kid, he's not going to forgive me because I didn't ask him to sing it along with us. But I think he's too young. What's he going to know?
What you didn't know.
He was
know,
just born at that time.
I'm sitting next to Gary. What you didn't hear was Gary was humming the
you
song
humming,
right
Gary?
Along with us.
Gosh, one of these days we got to get the mic over to him. Okay. Heart of My Heart. It's beautiful. Don't you love it? And you know, here's more. Thankfully, this just like you were saying, Den, just like you were saying, these wonderful medical doctors, holistically focused and trained too, and Dr. Mercola is one of them. He puts out all the important things about the news, and he says more than 80% of COVID patients are vitamin D3 deficient.
That's right.
And so I'll share this with Den, okay? The story, he gives first the summation and then the particulars. Vitamin D3 deficiency has emerged as a primary risk factor for severe COVID-19 infection and death. Higher vitamin D levels have shown to lower your risk of testing positive for the virus in the first place. According to a large Spanish study, 82.2% of COVID-19 patients tested were found to be severely deficient in vitamin D. One study found your risk of developing a severe case of and dying from COVID-19 virtually disappears. Did you hear this? Once your vitamin D3 level gets above 30 nanograms a milliliter, 75. And can you explain what that means?
Yeah. The density of the weight of vitamin D in the blood supply. If it's 30 nanograms per milliliter of blood, then you've reached a pretty good level. Other holistic physicians point out 60 nanograms, 70, 80 nanograms per milliliter of blood give you a primed, take on anything, immune system, okay?
Yes.
And the vitamin D not only boosts natural killer cell activity and your natural defense mechanism against virus and bacteria, yeast, fungus, mold, all the different invasive components, but it builds bone. It builds brains. It builds heart.
That's
it
right.
builds so many vital functions in our body that the vitamin D3 Council of Research Physicians points out that about 80% of the population has a deficiency of vitamin D3.
That's right. That's right.
If it's 20 or below, it's disastrous. If it's 30, it's kind of okay, all right. If it's above 30, 40, 60, 70, and 80, it's phenomenal.
Phenomenal. He says that vitamin D3, I'm quoting Dr. Mercola, can reduce your risk of COVID-19 and other respiratory infections via several different mechanisms, including reducing the survival and replication of viruses, reducing inflammatory cytokine production, and maintaining endothelial integrity, meaning the health of the veins and arteries, et cetera.
That's right.
Okay. And again, he goes on and on. Vast majority of COVID-19 patients have vitamin D deficiency. According to the study published October 27th, 2020, in the Journal of Clinical endocrinology and metabolism. 82.2% of COVID patients were found to be deficient. So he goes
82%.
That's right. Oh, right.
82%.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So what's contributing to the pandemic?
Exactly.
Lack of health. Lack of an immune system.
Right.
Too many sugars, as we've been harping on for so many years. Sugars in any form are not the healthiest things in the world to imbibe on.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, and all refined carbohydrates, the flour products, all the things that are pushed onto the population by the food industry, which is loaded with flour and sugar. The breads, the pastas, the bagels, the cereals, the grains, the granolas, the muffins, the crackers, the cookies, the chips, the doodads, whiz-bangs, yum-yums, wee-wees, and doo-doos, all of that stuff is just stuff. It doesn't nutrify the body, but it does all convert to sugar. And sugar does what? It creates more inflammation. And more inflammation means what? That the cells and the whole system is more susceptible to any and all forms of disease.
Right. He has so many pages, Israeli studies, the plus one studies, all about that having to have that high level of vitamin D3 in your bloodstream. OK. And even people who hospitalize patients, they it lowers their risk of needing intensive care. He lists all the studies. He talks about boosting the immune system. In every conceivable manner, it reduces one of the lethal hallmarks. All the doctors are quoted here, the cytokine storm and everything we've said. We could spend the rest of the day and night just talking about that one nutrient. Then he goes on, he doesn't leave this alone, because you have to need to be mindful of other supportive nutrients that have synergistic effects. One of them, he said, is magnesium, but a tremendously important cofactor with vitamin D3, says, is the vitamin K2, MK7, okay, which helps prevent complications associated with excessive calcification in the arteries, okay?
And the vitamin K2, the Mark 7 rendition of vitamin K2, is the one that removes that plaque, that excessive accumulation of debris in the arteries and the capillaries. It's That's remarkable. Right. And it redirects that again to the proper location into the bones and activating the anti-inflammatory effect for the brain and the heart. And again, anti-inflammatory, reconstructive or constructive, I should say, of good health, of good immune system, of natural killer cell activity, of an immune system that's primed to take on any and all foreign invaders that want to deprive you of a full and lustrous life.
Right. And, you know, it's interesting that this knowledge has been out so long, and this is here is a big report, too. It's been out so long, but we're not paying proper attention. There are wonderful natural ways to kill viruses, bacteria, et cetera, while helping the body to heal itself. The Ultra Silver is one of those magnificent ways. It certainly saved my life. Thanks to Dr. Jonathan Wright saying that when I'd once taken an antibiotic that nearly killed me. And there was a class action lawsuit against it, one that's being used for COVID. Oh, what a surprise. Anyway, and it was the Ultra Silver that saved me from the viral and bacteria buildup caused by that one medication.
I remember that day that he was in the store.
Yes.
And talking, we were having a wonderful conversation. And when you brought that subject up, he says, Mona, you have the cure right here.
And he told you that to bring that, you know, and I was very, very, very ill with that at the time. And the Ultra Silver kills off bad bacteria and viruses.
That's
now,
right.
Here's an article with, and it's called Drug Problem. Overprescribed medication causes digestive disorder and fuels the spread of drug-resistant bacteria. Okay? And I want to share this with you, Mr. Jones. I know I'm not always that generous, but I just might be right now, okay? And, yeah, I'll give it over to you. Yeah, it's a huge study here and report on this one, okay? The dangerous explosion of drug-resistant bacteria has been called by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, and here's a quote from the CDC, one of the biggest public health challenges of our time, quote, the CDC states that at least 2.8 million Americans are afflicted by drug-resistant infections each year. which can cause widespread systemic inflammation and organ damage. And for over 35,000 known of these individuals, the infection proves fatal yearly. Okay?
Oh, Lord.
Of course, the drugs are antibiotics.
Yep.
Unreal. Which have a long history of misuse and improper prescription, say the studies.
That's a big point.
That they
misuse
is the
and improper prescription.
That's right.
Okay.
And but as scary as these so-called super bugs are, drug-resistant bugs aren't the only problems caused by antibiotics. A recent study found that using these popular drugs is associated with a chronic digestive disorder known as inflammatory bowel disease and Crohn's disease. That's exactly what I got it, okay? Inflammatory bowel is a collection term for two related conditions, they say, Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. Together, these conditions lead to a lifelong struggle with severe symptoms like fatigue, bleeding from the rectum, abdominal pain, weight loss, and persistent diarrhea. I had that from that drug, and years and years ago. And it was when Dr. Wright said the Ultra Silver kills off that resistant bad bacteria you've got from that one medication.
That's right.
Which later was a class action lawsuit that caused Crohn's. I was diagnosed with Crohn's. I was cured in no time and have been free of it for many, many years. That's the Ultra Silver. Okay? And these doctors say having IBD, irritable bowel disease, which includes the Crohn's and ulcerative colitis, increases a person's risk of colon cancer. I'm going to give this to Den, which is the second deadliest type of cancer after lung cancer. Right here, dear. According to the study. According to the study.
Verbatim, folks. Here it comes. According to a 2019 study published in The Lancet. The Lancet is a major medical journal from England, okay? They say the global rates of inflammatory bowel disease increased substantially between 1990 and 2017. Now, a recent study from The Lancet Gastroenterology and Hepatology states that antibiotics, especially broad-spectrum antibiotics, are a major part of what's driving this rising prevalence of the disease. The research comes out of the Karolinska Institute in Sweden and Harvard Medical School in Boston, Massachusetts. For their data collection, the international team of researchers utilized patient information gathered from an existing cohort called the Epidemiology Strengthened by Histopathology Reports in Sweden. Boy, that's a mouthful.
Boy, that's a big, big, big one. But these are all, you know, major medical reports here. Go ahead and study.
Excuse me.
Go ahead.
From this cohort, the researchers identified 24,000 new cases of inflammatory bowel disease. 16,000 of these cases were diagnosed as ulcerative colitis, and 8,000 of these cases were diagnosed as Crohn's disease.
So destructive and so terrible, and the chronic diarrhea and the terrible pain, et cetera, and
the emotional term, the emotional destruction is just phenomenal.
Unbelievable. Go right ahead. Mm-hmm.
After comparing the medical and family history of these patients, all these thousands of patients, after comparing the medical and family history of all these patients and adjusting for confounding risk factors, the researchers concluded that a prior history of antibiotic use was associated with almost a 200% increased risk of inflammatory bowel disease.
That's right. I know that, and thanks to Jonathan Wright, head of Tahoma Clinic, and saying what they're about the Ultra Silver killing that bad thing that had grown up and was about to kill me. Okay, I'd lost most of my body weight. Mm-hmm. I was fine in 10 days doing what he said. And again, it's a 9999 nanoparticle silver.
0.999.
I'm sorry. So much more effective. Viruses, bacteria, etc. Correct?
Right. Let me repeat this last sentence.
Yes, go right ahead.
There's thousands and thousands of people. And those studies went on from several countries. After comparing the medical and family history of these patients and adjusting for confounding risk factors, the researchers concluded that a prior history of antibiotics use was associated with a 200 times increased risk of inflammatory bowel disease.
Right.
That's pretty heavy stuff.
And remember, there was a class action lawsuit that came on, was on for a very long time. If you took this particular antibiotic and developed Crohn's disease, you may be entitled to see that the lawyers would say to settlement. Go ahead.
Going on with the article. This association, the doctors say, remained even when comparing the newly diagnosed inflammatory bowel disease patients with their own siblings, a relevant finding given that up to 25% of all people who have inflammatory bowel disease have at least one family member who also has it. Even if antibiotics are prescribed and used correctly, it's not a stretch to show that these drugs can be so harmful to the gut.
That's right. So harmful to the gut. Exactly right.
Engineered specifically to kill bacteria, antibiotics also indiscriminately harm or destroy the delicate microbiome essential for immunity, metabolism, nutrient absorption, and overall health. And those microbiome are located where? In your gut.
That's right.
Okay.
And so that, you know, interesting, to divert, did you have a few more sentences?
You bet I do.
Please summarize.
Not only, say the doctors, can this deplete the gut of friendly gut bacteria, but it also paves the way for harmful bad bacteria grow and take over.
Yeah.
Antibiotics, the doctors say, are more dangerous than you think. These are the risks your doctor might not tell you, turning the page.
Right.
And it goes on to say all the different symptoms, yeast infections, C. difficile infections, rash, nausea, severe, sometimes life-threatening allergic reactions.
That's right.
And, well, let me just go into the summation.
Yes,
okay?
Yes, go ahead.
The doctors say that keep in mind that antibiotics should never be prescribed for viral illnesses.
That's how that's been known forever,
yeah.
Right?
But they
that's
do it all
right.
the time.
Okay.
And never for viral illnesses, but only bacteria, including those that cause the common cold, most sore throats, the flu, and most cases of chest colds.
And don't forget
bronchitis.
The eye infections and ear infections.
Mm-hmm.
And remember that it was the top hospitals that were using ultra silver in babies' eyes, ears, nose, mm-hmm. when they were being born to prevent the infection, mother's birth canal. That happened with our first grandchild, who's now 18, but they weren't practicing it here.
No.
And they put in an antibiotic, and she got 10 times worse eye infection.
That's right.
Overnight. Put the ultra silver in and got cured overnight with that. Because,
yeah.
again, it was a virus, which the antibiotic made worse.
And the Centers for Disease Control, I'm continuing wrapping up the article, and the Centers for Disease Control notes that sinus infections, ear infections, do not require antibiotics, simply because they usually respond better to antivirals.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right. So
which is what? Vitamin C.
That's right.
Right?
NAC plus.
You know,
vitamin D3.
All the nutrients that would increase.
Yeah. Oh, and boy. Speaking of which, you know, there's a new thing to me. I love the fact that we can learn every week, you know? You can keep on learning. Well, this is the big top doctor on the TV, okay, and his articles, his publication. And he's quoting doctors in all of this. Well, here he quotes about nutritional hair loss, okay? Nutritional deficiencies lead to hair loss, okay? And this is, quote, nutritional hair loss affects 80% of the patients I see, says William Gonitz, certified trichologist, hair and scalp specialist, okay? Big time doctor, that's only quote. Now, vitamin D3, says the doctor. It may have the word vitamin built right in, but Dr. Gonitz says D3 is actually a hormone that your body conserves for immune system and key liver functions and to ensure that internal organ systems are protected first, quote. Quote, it has a direct role in the creation of new hairs when your hair is entering the anagen phase, says Gonitz, referring to the growth phase of hair follicles, quote. When your vitamin D3 is not in the optimal range, the liver does not process androgenic genetic hormones as well as it should, which actually increase other hair loss issues, okay?
Well, vitamin D3 is a hormone.
That's right,
okay.
But I didn't know about that natural hormone,
yeah.
having to do with promoting good and healthy hair roots and healthy hair.
Right.
That's new to me. And, of course, he speaks to the important about for hair development with the nutrient zinc, and that thyroid problems present a hair loss problem. He says, take what they can to build up the health of the thyroid. There are great combinations
Yay, babe.
That we have to build up the health of the thyroid over there. And interesting, but they have an article here about CBD, okay? And we have lots of great organic, 100% organic choices. And then they're quoting the studies on that one, okay? CBD research has shown it helps with a number of health issues, says Casey Nichols, licensed physician and member of the Arizona Naturopathic Medical Association. Epilepsy. A 2017 study found using CBD oil to treat Dravet syndrome, a rare form of childhood epilepsy associated with drug-resistant seizures, that showed that it was very successful with a dosing of 20 milligrams at reducing and eliminating childhood epilepsy.
That's nothing. That's a very low dose.
That's right.
That's
and,
amazing.
An addiction, CBD, quotes the doctor, acts on neurotransmitters involved in addiction and produces positive outcomes for those with tobacco, opioid, cannabis, alcohol resistant, all of that. Pain relief, and it even helps reduce chronic pain by impacting endocannabinoid receptor activity, says the doctor. Blood pressure helps to reduce blood pressure, post-traumatic stress disorder, anxiety, acne. Nichols says CBD may help to treat acne because it helps those glands. Even the American Association for Cancer Research published a paper demonstrating CBD inflicts programmed cell death in breast cancer cells while protecting normal breast cell and schizophrenia, beneficial effects in schizophrenia. So that's great to know, and we only do the certified organic, certified THC-free, but big top holistic doctors that medically focus on making sure in every way there's utter purity. So that's what you get when you come to Alive and Well.
And you get
you.
The
great. You get you.
You get you.
Oh, you're pointing at me this
time.
I'm
pointing at you.
Well, what about you, Dan?
Well, they've had it with me.
Ay vey. Okay,
right.
So.
What we're talking about, folks, is that we offer free discussion. We don't diagnose and treat and cure anything. We give you information that's been proven to diagnose, treat everything through nutrition by holistic physicians, doctors who just coincidentally have a doctorate degree in nutrition.
And all they have to do is 877-4950, 877-4950, set up a time. We're there now. We're there with Dennis or with me, whatever your choice, that's perfectly okay. It's perfectly understandable. So we can sit down comfortably, perfect distance, perfect comfort, perfect cleanliness, everything. And no charge, never any charge or no obligation, but we can share great information. Not doctors, don't put people on or off medications, doctor's area. Just share, just messengers of great information.
Which has been proven by those physicians.
And again, you come in, have that, or call, have them put you over to the fabulous broth cafe, the organic foods, the healthy foods, the delicious foods, all the different choices that you get, and the juice cleanses, the intensified magnificent. Dennis and I do the intensified green organic juices every single day and found it's so detoxifying for the system. And you can also call and set up a time with Belinda, the juice expert, whenever it's good for you. That's not a charge, but she can give you great information about the cleanses. And also you can take out all kinds of wonderful dinners and smoothies and everything else like that.
And you don't have to make the phone call if you don't want to make the phone call for the broth. Just go to your app, Broth at Alive and Well. And you can do the whole transaction, everything right there. Tell them exactly what you want and what time you want to pick it up. It is there waiting for you as you walk in the door.
That's right. It's beautiful. And parties, great groups. And don't forget, we mail anything. We mail anything. We ship anything. 877-4950. Your loved ones, or maybe you can't even come into the store you want to ship. We'll ship it to wherever you happen to be.
We ship all over Maui.
All over.
And all the other Hawaiian islands.
That's right.
And Alaska and New York.
And all over.
Whatever.
You know, the mainland or any other places, we can do all of that. Just call the 877-4950. Remember the great organic foods and choices and deliciousness and divinity, the Alive and Well divine store, we should call it. Thank you, God. Anyway, just really so fabulous in every conceivable way.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you, folks, one more time.
That optimum health is alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.